Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Spotify expanded availability of its premium Duo plan to dozens more markets to bring the total to 55 worldwide. Duo lets two people at the same address share a premium plan for $12.99 a month US, while both having distinct accounts with their own playlists and listen histories. Spotify also creates a Duo Mix playlist with songs that both listeners like. Spotify Premium for one user usually costs $9.99 a month, and a family plan for up to six accounts costs $14.99 a month. Bloomberg sources say Apple has begun canceling some in-development Apple Arcade games because they didn't have enough engagement. The sources say Apple is looking for games that keep players hooked so they'll pay for arcade service after free trials end. Apple reportedly holds up the game Grindstone as an example. A strain of ransomware targeting macOS has been dubbed OS X Evil Quest. It encrypts files, installs a keylogger, a reverse shell, and steals cryptocurrency wallet files. If the victim pays the ransom, the attacker may still maintain access to the computer. K7 Lab security researcher Dinesh Devadas tweeted findings Tuesday and estimates that Evil Quest has been distributed since the beginning of June. Malwarebytes reports finding Evil Quest in pirated software, though it may be more broadly distributed. Microsoft published two out-of-band security updates Tuesday to patch vulnerabilities in the Windows Codex library. The bugs only affected Windows 10 and Windows Server 2019. The vulnerability lets attackers use a malformed image file that, when opened in apps, would allow malicious code to run. The updates were delivered through the Windows Store, not Windows Update, meaning customers needed to take no action. Microsoft says it has no evidence the bugs were exploited in the wild. Nikkei Asian Review reports Apple was looking at the next iPhone, not shipping until 2021 at one point, but has been pushing suppliers to reduce production delays for what are expected to be 5G iPhones. Engineering verification tests were finished a month behind schedule in June, so the usual September release might not happen until October or November. Nikkei Asian Review sources say models that use the sub-6 gigahertz 5G bands appear to be 1.5 months behind schedule, and millimeter wave models appear to be 2 months behind. Facebook showed off a proof-of-concept virtual reality headset that looks like a pair of sunglasses. It is virtual reality, not augmented reality, with 9-millimeter-thick displays that use holographic optics instead of refractive lenses. Holographic optics record the interaction of laser light with a lens. Facebook also says it uses polarization-based optical folding to reduce the space between the display and the lens to keep it thin. That moves light back and forth within the lens to reduce the space needed. Dish announced Wednesday it has completed its purchase of Boost Mobile from Sprint. Dish's acquisition of Boost Mobile was one of the conditions required for the approval of the merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. Current Boost customers will keep their service, which is run on Sprint's network. However, new users' phones will be activated using the T-Mobile service area, which Dish rents, and existing users can take their phones to a Boost store if they want to get switched over to that wider service network too. Decentralized computing company Dfinity announced its internet computer is now open for third-party developers to build serverless apps that do not need a host to run from the cloud. An example app called CanCan shares videos like TikTok does. CanCan was built with less than 1,000 lines of code, though, using the Motoko programming language. Dfinity's internet computer is non-proprietary, using blockchain-like functions to run cloud apps without the need for web servers, databases, or firewalls. Developers can apply to access internet computer at dfinity.org. NBC is adding content to its Peacock streaming service from ViacomCBS. TV shows from CBS, Showtime, and the CW, along with films from Paramount, will be available on Peacock starting July 15th. Peacock is available now to most Comcast customers and launches to everyone in the U.S. July 15th. Qualcomm announced two new Wear OS processors, the Snapdragon Wear 4100 and the Always On 4100 Plus. Qualcomm promises 85% faster speed than the previous generation, 2.5 times faster GPU performance, and faster memory. The first watches with the chips will arrive in the coming months. And finally, as part of the new 870 QVO solid-state drives coming June 30th, Samsung announced an 8-terabyte solid-state drive will arrive in August. Samsung didn't announce a price, but an Amazon page spotted by Tom's Hardware marked it at $900 coming August 24th. The 870 series is a 2.5-inch SATA drive that's 13% faster than the last generation at 560 megabytes per second read and 530 megabytes per second write. But also, you can get one that stores 8 terabytes. Samsung says it can handle 2,880 terabytes of transfer throughout its lifetime. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.